got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again. They come and go like 90 going north or north. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question for this week. Brand new biblical question. And it's a doozy. And again, I get my biblical questions from all over the place. Sometimes I maybe read a book or something, something I read, like, oh, that's interesting. Or I'm having conversation with people, or I hear a conversation. I'm like, that's interesting. Or it just occurred to me. And so they come from everywhere. And again, the biblical question is put there to encourage you to know thyself. Know thyself. To know thyself. The beginning of freedom, the beginning of waking up is to know thyself. So, and it's not for everybody. This is only for the ones, who want to overcome. And again, I realize 90% of people don't want to, maybe more than that. So it's just for the men and women who want to overcome. The biblical question is a doozy. Do you think for yourself? Do you think for yourself? Do you think for yourself? I'm looking at the video. That's amazing. Amazing. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast all the shows. But for those who are not able to just sit and watch it and listen as it happens, you can podcast. But you can also be listening to the show. It doesn't matter what you're doing and where you are. It doesn't matter. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. No matter what you do, you're fighting ICE, trying to protect the illegals from being sent back to their country, even the criminal one, or you're making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or you're working out, no matter what. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And it's Monday. We take all calls, but Mondays, as most of you know, except maybe the new people who have not listened to the show before or whatever, Mondays will be, and is always, Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight you, Joe Harpo, to beat me.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
Right. All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You are.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with
You're
those babies.
You're very welcome.
We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. A spiritual battle, folks, and it's nothing like you can imagine. If you can imagine a physical battle, then you don't understand it. You don't know it at all. But it's a warfare between good and evil. And yesterday at the fellowship, Sunday morning fellowship, if you missed it, oh, my God, you missed it. Why, George, Lord, you missed it. But you can, don't worry, you can podcast this Sunday morning fellowship by going to RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And we dealt with the last week biblical question of what happens if you neither agree nor disagree with others. Did we deal with that yesterday?
Not really.
Not really.
Right.
When in those meetings, folks, there's so much going on. And there are things that I jot down that I realize during the weekdays. So I jot them down. I try desperately to get to them on Sundays. Never does. I never do. But I try. And the most of the people in the meeting, for sure, if not almost, are really working on trying to overcome and watching themselves. And these assignments, I give out weekly assignments sometimes. And I give these assignments to encourage the people to practice being aware of themselves. Really. Because that's the only way you're going to get help, real help, is from awareness, self-awareness, if I can use that word, meaning walking in the present at all time, being present. And so a lot of the people are doing that, and the feedback is interesting. Last week and 2 weeks ago, the assignment was to live in your misery, live in your hell or whatever. And it was interesting to get feedback about that. And so I guess I did not get to the biblical question. Most of the time I don't on Sunday mornings. I'm going to start trying. So I think what I'll start doing is just starting out with the biblical question on Sunday mornings so we can get to them. And Hate will remind me, since he's the producer of the Sunday Morning Fellowship. But there is this idea that it came from our parents, the teachers, the preachers, the popes, the experts, meaning people with degrees, that somehow or another you have to agree or disagree. I agree, I disagree, I this or that. And every human being does it. And 99% of the time when they do it, it's all ego. It's all ego, and they're getting this disagreement or agreement from a lower self knowledge. They're getting it from the intellect. And they've been taught to agree or disagree. And then the fight starts, and you have two devils fighting if you're trying to agree or disagree. And it and so what I noticed is that not only with intellectual things, people try to agree and disagree, and it's just arguments. Look at what's happening downtown Los Angeles right now. We have that coming up for you. The president, President Trump, is trying to do what's best for American people by getting rid of the illegal aliens, starting with the criminals one first. And there are people who are disagreeing with that. They're fighting with him. Protesting, all kinds of, and it doesn't make sense. But in their intellect, they think it makes sense. Not knowing that the intellect, the mind, has nothing to do with God and with truth at all. And so they disagree. And then you have others who are disagreeing with them and two devils fighting one another. Oh, I agree, I disagree. And what most people don't know, because they're on a lower level of knowledge, intellect, it's just all knowledge. It's just all, you're getting your information from evil and you're calling it your disagreement. And you think that there's a reason to prove something to someone else by disagreeing or agreeing. And you think you're on the same side, the same team when you agree, the agreeing team on this side, on the right, and then the disagreeing team is on the left, and they fight. And then when the fight is over between the disagreeing group and the agreeing group, they turn on each other. Because all intellect, it made no sense at all, except as human beings, we've been taught that's the way to do it. We live that way, right? We've been trained wrong. We have been living a whole life in a wrong way. And it never works, and it never will. That's why you should give it up. Practice being present. And so they fight, and then they go their separate way, then they turn on each other. The one thing I want you to know for sure and without a doubt, you cannot, will not, is not, never not, not not. You can't disagree with the truth. You can't disagree with it or agree with it. The truth is the truth, and the truth stands alone, and there's no opposite to truth. Not at all. The truth does not need you to agree with it or disagree, approve or disapprove. It's just the truth. And there's no fight or anything. The truth does not argue with you or anyone. It does not argue with evil. It does not argue with the Bible thumper or anyone. The truth is just the truth, and it has no need to be proven or agree with or disagree. So when you think that you are disagreeing with the truth, you're just in your intellect disagreeing with evil or agreeing with evil, which are both evil. The truth don't need the truth is just the truth. It doesn't try to prove anything to anyone. It has no opposite, no disagreement, no nothing. Isn't that amazing? And yet people fight over what they think is the truth. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but that's how we've all been taught, to be honest with you, until we start to unlearn. Until we start to let go of everything that we've been taught and lay your weapon down. We've been taught to fight. Fight, fight, fight. When you're a little kid, your parents talk to you, you got to fight back. You grow up thinking you have to fight. The world teaches you to fight, but the truth teaches you to lay your weapon down, and I'll fight your battle for you. But you grow up fighting, and all your life you fight. You even fight, think you're fighting for or with the truth, and you're not. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. The truth is just the truth. It's not fighting with you. It's not fighting against you. It doesn't try to prove to you, and it doesn't try to disapprove to you. It doesn't operate that way at all. Zero. And so when you hear people think that they're fighting over the truth, they're lost. They're in the intellect thinking that they're fighting over the truth. The truth is the truth. And that's why you never really know what the truth is until the truth reveals itself to you. And you can't make the truth reveal itself to you. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. We have been living a life, and that's why that's been wrong. That's why every generation, there's nothing but fighting, arguing, and especially with people who think they know the truth. Lay your weapon down and let the truth fight your battle. The truth is just the truth. You can't prove the truth or disapprove the truth. You can't do anything with it. It works on your behalf for those who want it and for those who are willing to disappear. And most people are not willing to disappear. Oh, they'll play the role. They'll say they are, but they're not. And so whenever you hear people fighting over the truth, just know you see two lost people fighting. Just think about it. The truth is the spirit, the energy, the life force, the nature of God. And you think God going to argue with you about the truth? Or you got to prove, you think God want you or needs you to prove that you know the truth and you disagree with the truth? You think you have the truth? When you think you have it, you don't have it. So in knowing that, if you truly, truly see it, you would neither agree or disagree with anyone ever again. And yet, you'll be able to communicate. You will be able to communicate in a way that you've never done before. And you won't have to put on a role like you disagree or you're communicating. If you play that role, then you're still lost in your head. So I encourage you, do what you want. Do what you want. Do what you want. You can either come out of your hell or you can stay in your hell. Or you can think you got it, and now all of a sudden you got it, and you know the truth, and you're going to argue about it. I disagree. I agree. What are you disagreeing with? And who are you disagreeing with? Think about that. And don't think about it too hard, because you come up with some ideas in your head. But the truth is the truth. It doesn't need you to fight for it. It doesn't need you to agree. There's nothing to agree or disagree with. Just FYI, smoke on it for those who truly want it. Chat asks, is God the truth? Yes. That's the only truth there is. Not your truth, my truth, anyone else's truth, Satan's truth, not... Only God is the truth. And you don't know what that is on your own, in your intellect, or learning how to act that way. Or some people imitate others and think they got the truth, and then they come up with their own truth, thinking that they got it, and it's a mess. But work on yourself. Practice being present, but you got to forgive. You got to forgive in order that the truth may come and make a home in you. And a little light will come on. And if you stay with that, it gets brighter and brighter. So, just FYI. And human beings love disagreeing and agreeing. Especially when they know the Bible or they think it's the same. But I understand it. I got to move forward. There is, and I mentioned that my country is not coming back. And some people are starting to see that my country is not coming back, America. I want you to know, and you, if you pay attention to the hell in you, and as you're overcoming that hell in you, you're going to see the hell on earth in other people. It's amazing what's happening. It's amazing about the hell on earth that we know about, but there are so many other things happening that you don't even know is happening. Hell is rampant through the human nature. It lives in human beings. It works through human beings. And that's why God said, Christ said, God said, you cannot trust an angry person. You cannot trust an angry person. An angry person is evil. Evil. And cannot be trusted. They are a murderer. And you could bank on it. They will turn against you at some point. And the only way that will not happen, they got to completely overcome anger. Anger is evil. Anger goes against. Anger, anyone that has anger, hate the truth, to be honest. Even though they pretend to love the truth and want the truth, they may read the Bible, they may quote the scripture, or may not. They may quote the Quran. I don't even know. I mean, oh, yeah, the Quran and Buddha Bible. Does Buddha have a Bible? I don't know if Buddha got a Bible. I think Buddha just sit all day. But the Buddha sitting, and yet their hearts are wicked, and they'll turn on you. But they will turn. The heart must change in order for a change to come. And only the truth can change the heart. And it's not going to change as long as you're playing God. And anyone that gets angry, emotional, any form of emotions and all that, you're evil. But that can change if you want to change. I want to go to this thing that's happening in L.A. right now. Do you know that I did not know that a riot was happening in L.A.? It happened on Friday, Saturday, and yesterday, Sunday. Maybe it's still happening. But I thought what I had seen and we reported on, ICE were picking up some of the illegals downtown and take them to this holding place downtown L.A., and people were just gathered there trying to stop ICE. But I didn't know that it was so bad that the president had to send in National Guards and police force and all that. I didn't know that until yesterday. I did not know. I had not even heard anyone say anything about it until yesterday. And I don't know why that was. Maybe it didn't hit the news or what. But it is rough down there, and it's in the downtown L.A. right now, and then another part of, I guess, South Central or East L.A., somewhere over there. What a mess! So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do some super chats right now, catch up with them, with that, and then I will...
Super chats.
And I will get to this story about L.A. and your phone calls, 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Nice. Good morning.
Morning.
Mari, on Friday, happy Friday. Have a blessed weekend. See you Sunday.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it.
That was over on the Fallen State premiere.
TheFallenState.tv.
Celestial Lord yesterday on a Friday also, being lukewarm is being double-minded. Lukewarm people are the people who plays a role to pick and choose for what it seems that benefits them, like a harlot saying she loves her husband.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eli nice. P. says Biden called the blacks super predators. He wasn't lying.
Amazing.
I think that was Hillary.
That was Hillary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember either way. It sounds familiar, though, about
from the 80s or 90s.
Oh, I see. Amazing.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew on Friday. Games for Rec, Greenwall, Wolf336, and the rest. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
Madeline bought a few coffees. Jesse, I love that you warned white people. You can't be leaving your doors open anymore, trying to be white and cute and free. I'm using that as my new username. Sincerely, white, cute, and free.
Nice. It's amazing how white people, they love to buy these big, beautiful homes. And then at night, they pull the drapes, leave the drapes open, and light, you can see all the way through the house. You can't do that anymore, white people. Really. Those days are behind you. What the? Thank you.
Madeline says, Punchy TV was fantastic last week. I felt a nice stab when the bully got slapped, even though it was extreme. As a teacher, I do my best to stop bullies, but I can't slap them. It's illegal.
Amazing. That's right. Thank you.
Madeline on
the Fallen State, Punchy.TV, right?
Yeah, Punchy.TV has it.
Mm-hmm. Check it out. Punchy.TV on YouTube there.
Yeah, Punchy TV on YouTube. On Punchy TV last week, Jesse, thank you for explaining how our ego is a mirage. It's starting to make sense. Beginning to have amazing experiences in the silent prayer. I love you and your team. Madeline.
Thank you, Madeline. It's so amazing to me. It's just mind-blowing that every human being that walked this earth is living in illusion and not knowing. We're not ourselves at all, and yet we think we are. That's crazy to me. When we were having a fellowship yesterday, and I was hearing the feedback, listening to the feedback from the people, what they're discovering and all that, it's like, it's an illusion. And then we fight and we carry on because we think we're being ourselves. What a mess! Thank you.
Thank you, Madeline, for the coffees. Anthony on Cash App, why do people wish dead people happy birthday?
I'm trying to figure it out. Your birthday is over.
T. Smith.
I don't know. They celebrate every year. They celebrate the birthday.
Terrible.
No wonder Christ said, let the dead bury the dead.
That's
you
right.
Got to be dead to be celebrating a dead person's birthday. They're still having a birthday. What's up?
T. Smith says, says coffee on Cash App. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony, we are not criminals, just hard workers. Quick, hide. Illegals, I guess.
Thank you. Amazing.
Sam, no message. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
That was on Bond yesterday during church.
Right on.
Zit says, once Jesus helps you forget, you will never be miserable anymore.
It's amazing, absolutely. With a clear mind, all of that is gone. Amazing, thank you.
Zit, and my week has been miserable, but I think it's better than backsliding or being overly righteous.
Amazing, thank you.
Belushi with a praying Pepe, thank you.
Thank you, Belushi.
That's over on Pilled. Pass a Satellite gifted a subscription on Rumble. Thank you kindly.
You gotta know how to rumble. Thank you.
White Wing says, I love you, friends, on Pilled.
Thank you. Love you back, and thank you for your support.
Marty, happy Sunday, everyone. Vegas is amazing. Much love to y'all and the JLP crew.
Amazing. Thank you.
Swank and Flow BQ. Last week's BQ, when I neither agree nor disagree, yeah. I move further away from the not me, closer to my true identity, which I don't know yet. In addition, I would no longer take sides.
Right on. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
We'll read more later, guys.
Let me take a break. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, folks, welcome back. Couple of announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show, thehakereport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, amazing. And at 11 a.m., normally it's Joel Friday TV, he black, but no Joel Friday TV today. No Joel Friday TV today. At 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. And Father's Day is coming this Sunday, I believe. Father's Day coming. Get your personal shout-outs to your fathers. Congratulations, shout out. I love you, Dad. Shout out. Whatever the shout out is to your fathers by going to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I do it myself. So you still have time to get it in so your father can have it by Sunday. Or whenever you want him to have it, all right? I want to just show you this, what's happening in downtown L.A. right now. And it's interesting. And it's just more of an example of hell on earth. Hell is right here on earth. It's below too, but it's right here on earth. And it's in human nature. And it's all around you, everywhere. Really, it just, and it's inside of human beings. You're looking for hell on the outside. It's not. It's in you. And down below, and if you drop your body, mean die, expire. In hell, meaning anger, resentment, hatred, you're stuck. Eternity, eternal life is for you in hell. Because in reality, there is no death. Christ took the sting out of death, so you don't die. You leave your body, but you don't die. And so whatever spirit you leave your body in, that's where you're stuck. So I recommend, do what you want, is to overcome evil while you live. Drop the anger. And then when you drop your body, because you're already living in the kingdom of heaven, those who have dropped their anger, their hatred, you drop your body, you're still in the kingdom of heaven. It's just a continuation. It's up to you, but this is hell on earth. It got to be hell because why would anyone, I don't care who it is, fight to keep illegal aliens, people who have broken the law, to come to another country, go to another country, in this case, America, and it doesn't matter if they're criminals or non-criminals, they still broke the law when they came. I came for more work. I came for this. You still broke the law. You can come through the front door, right? There's another way around that. You don't have to break the law to get here. And your excuse is, oh, I came for work. Come through the front door for work. But why would anyone fight to keep lawbreakers in their country and get a thrill from fighting? It's hell on earth. Human beings are evil until they die from the nature of evil. Evil dwells in human beings, and they act it out. You see it around you on earth, really. And that's why Christ said, forgive them. They know not what they do. They're asleep, and they cannot see what they're doing. They really think what they're doing, even though they know it's wrong, they still believe it's right, even though they know it's wrong. And then they have the media and the politicians pushing them along, encouraging them to do it because the politicians want you to fight. They want there to be a battle between the people so that they can keep voting these politicians in. These politicians don't care about you. It doesn't matter what color they are, male or female. CBS News, ICE officials executed search warrants at multiple locations on Friday, including outside a clothing warehouse in the fashion district. What some of you might not know, downtown LA is the fashion district. There's a whole bunch of clothing shops down there where they make clothes, I guess. And then a lot of illegals live in Compton, East LA, West LA, and places like that. And so naturally, if you're going to do a raid, those are going to be the first places that you look. The first place that you look, right? And so over the weekend, it was a mess at the ceiling. New York Times is reporting further protests against immigration raids were scheduled to take place in Los Angeles area on Sunday. And the president sent out 2,000 National Guards. Watch this from CBS News.
Extraordinary images out of Los Angeles tonight. Hundreds of National Guard troops now on the ground, deployed by President Trump, even though state leaders say they didn't ask for them and don't want them there. All as protesters gather for day three of demonstrations against federal immigration raids. We've got team coverage tonight, starting with our Steve Patterson on the ground near those demonstrations.
Hadley, just moments ago, Governor Newsom asked the Trump administration to officially rescind the order to federalize the National Guard on the ground. Meanwhile, this rally continues to pop off, LAPD declaring it unlawful, and they're making arrests.
Tonight, protesters and law enforcement officials squaring off after days of raids, riots, and demonstrations. And a rare move by President Trump, mobilizing 2,000 California National Guard troops against the will of the state's governor. Overnight, another major flashpoint in front of the federal detention center where undocumented immigrants captured by ICE are being held. In nearby Compton, chaos. Protests there dissolving into lawlessness. Demonstrators upending roadblocks, setting off fireworks, while a small group of looters broke into a gas station. These protests followed a day of skirmishes between authorities and protesters outside of a Home Depot. Law enforcement firing tear gas and non-lethal rounds into several crowds.
I couldn't see who was shooting, but they were trying to aim like right at me, which is like it's very scary.
Isn't that amazing? That's in the United States of America, not over in Israel or Aluaba land. And it's interesting to me. And then again, that is right now is down in mostly East LA, East LA, South Central LA, Compton areas, all that, because a whole bunch of illegals end up in those areas. It's mind-blowing. And what is interesting about this whole deal, we now have a president of the United States of America that is literally looking out for the people, the citizens of the United States of America. And it's just refreshing to see that. In spite of the Democrats' refusal to look out for the people of the city and states, they don't care. They just want the vote. And the president said, no. I said during my campaign, I'm going to work for the people and not against the people. And he's keeping his word. You got to, you don't have to, have an amazing appreciation for that. You have to have an amazing appreciation for that. You got to be out of your mind not to appreciate that. It's like your father coming home, you're being raised by your mother, and your father gone away, right? He went over to somewhere, and he was gone for a couple months, and you caught nothing but hell from mama. Just hell, yelling, imposing will, talking you against your father, all kinds of stuff. And then you wishing, help, help, I need help as a kid. And then daddy shows up, come back home, and he cleaned up the mess. And you love that, and you appreciate it. Same thing with Donald Trump. You got to appreciate Donald Trump doing this. And the people call him all kinds of names and all that. But he put in America first, making America great again. While Gavin Newsom and that pitiful of a mayor, whatever her name is. What's that woman's name?
Karen Bass.
Karen Mess. Doing nothing for California. And the people voted for them. Remember when we had the major fires here in California? Those places still not rebuilt after all this time. What a mess. L.A. Sheriff. Poor L.A. Sheriff. I knew this guy would be weak, too, when Karen Bass endorsed him for, or whatever she did, for police chief, sheriff. I knew he wasn't going to be of any good. Los Angeles Sheriff Robert Luna stated his deputy did not assist in the federal operation. Watch this from CBS News.
Sheriff Robert Luna saying his deputies only acted as peacekeepers and didn't assist with any federal action.
We will protect your right to peacefully protest, but we cannot and will not tolerate violence or destruction of property.
Today, Governor Gavin Newsom accused President Trump of attempting to manufacture a crisis by mobilizing the National Guard, adding he's hoping for chaos so he can justify more crackdowns, more fear, more control. Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, defended the move to NBC's Jacob Soboroff and says about 150 undocumented immigrants have been detained in the last few days.
But not just to protect the law enforcement, to protect the general public. If Democratic leaders want to turn their back on public safety, they can.
Amazing. And that wasn't the police chief, that was the sheriff, my bad. I don't know if Kerry Bass had anything to do with that guy. I was thinking of the police chief. Amazing. Trump defended the deployment of the National Guard. Watch this.
With the National Guard troops now on the ground in L.A., tonight President Trump is defending their deployment.
Well, we're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
The president calling Governor Gavin Newsom and Mayor Karen Bass incompetent. While Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says that active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton are on high alert and could be mobilized if the violence continues.
One of our core principles is maintaining peace through strength. We do that on foreign affairs and domestic affairs as well. I don't think that's heavy-handed.
Late today, on his way to Camp David, the president saying he personally spoke with Governor Newsom days ago by phone and threatened to send in the troops once he saw demonstrators throwing objects and spitting on officers.
They spit. We hit. And I told him, nobody's going to to spit on our police officers. Nobody's going to spit on our military.
Nice. We needed President Trump when that far-left radical group worked in the KKK was burning down America. Remember that? When they carried out an insurrection on America. The Biden administration and Obama, they allowed it to happen. Biden and Obama. They didn't do anything about it. Oh, this is a peaceful protest. Burning down America, but it's peaceful. If ever, we needed the Great White Hope. We needed them then, too. And the local government allowed it as well. Isn't that amazing? An insurrection because they were black. Well, Trump was in office then. It was the local government allowing it to happen. We needed Donald Trump then as we need him now. When the last time our government brought in the National Guard to protect the citizens of the United States of America? What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. I'm being told Trump was in the office during the 2020 Black Lives Matter riot. His hands were somewhat tired because the local and state authority didn't want to stop the riot. Amazing. Think about this. Donald Trump brought in the National Guard to protect the American people. When the last time something like that happened? I think the last time I've seen something like this, I may be wrong, but the last time I may have seen something like this is when the so-called civil rights movement, people were destroying America, tearing down and burning places and carrying on, and they called in the National Guard on them. And the older black were like, right on. Don't be letting those people destroy America. What the? I don't know if I've seen anything like this since that time. The Democrats, and y'all keep voting in the Democrats. And I'm wondering out loud, now that you've seen that the Democrats can tell 2 cents about you, they are about themselves, money, and perceived power, will you continue to vote for the Democrats? You had the fires, crime out of control, homeless people everywhere, jobs gone, people left California. Will you still vote for the Democrats? If you do, you deserve the government that you get. If you notice, there are little or no riots happening in Florida. The governor down there didn't allow that. He was like, what the? Or the sheriff. You can do that everywhere if you vote in the right kind of people. Democrats slam Trump deployment. Watch this.
Democrats slamming the deployment, arguing troops are an unnecessary escalation.
Yeah, right.
For the president to do this when it wasn't requested, breaking with generations of tradition, is only going to incite the situation and make things worse.
This is the first time since 1965 in Alabama, the Civil Rights era, that a president has activated a state's National Guard force without a request from that state's governor.
Yeah.
We'll send whatever we need to make sure this law and order.
Amazing. That's the last time I remember, too, seeing National Guards come in, or when the blacks were destroying, under the leadership of other blacks, destroying America. And they call in the National Guards. Amazing. If ever you needed to appreciate a president, Donald Trump needs to be appreciated. You don't have to. He's going to do his job anyway. What manner of man is this? If ever. But my country's still not coming back, unfortunately. You got to change the hearts of the people. But right on for Donald Trump. And they talk about Donald Trump is escalating the incident. People throwing rocks and firebombs and everything at the people who are trying to enforce the law. It's already escalating. What the? He's trying to calm the situation by bringing in help. Did you ever, for one day, imagine that one day our government, the Democratic Party, not my party, I didn't vote for them, would open the borders up and tell the people, come on down. Come on in. Doesn't matter who you are, where you're coming from. Kill, rape, and murder the American people. That's fine, too. Allow that to happen in America. 888-773-773-888-77. Oh, what's that? Yeah, I played 1D, right there. The Democrat slammed Trump. Huh?
Yeah, we played it.
We played everything, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Derek. Derek, my producer talked to me in my ear in case you wonder who is Justin talking to. Let me go to Brian, a first time caller out of Nevada. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
So I'm about to sound like probably the biggest beta calling into your show, but at this point, I don't even care.
Right on.
So I'm turning 23 on the 16th of June, like next week. But basically, I forgave my parents.
How old are you now?
A while ago. I'm 22.
Why do people always say how old they're going to be rather than what they are?
That's a good point. I don't know. I'm 22,
okay.
And I moved in high school to a new state, and I was, like, diagnosed with Crohn's disease years back, and when I moved here, to a new state, I didn't know anyone, and long story short, I was always, like, really small and, like, insecure about a bunch of things, and then I ended up getting convinced to get on antidepressants, and then I started smoking weed all day, every day. And now I feel like I was just completely blind, like all those years, not even knowing what I was doing at all. And the last couple months, I've been starting to wake up. But now the reason I say I was turning 23 is just because it's coming up so quick. And I think I'm realizing that I've done so much damage, and all day, every day, I'm just thinking about...
Hold on, Brian.
Let
me take a quick break. Huh? Hold on for me, all right?
Okay.
All right. I got to take a break. Two more hours to go. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Guiding your way. Helping you through shadows and gloom. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Some serious mess going on in the world. The so-called Supreme Court and lower courts doing mostly evil things, sometimes okay things. the L.A. protests, they're calling it. It's riots. And it's stupid protests, by the way. Shout out. And there was an assassination attempt, apparently, in Colombia. It's horrible. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. And everybody loves females, if they love anybody, which means nobody, practically, loves Mondays or females. It's horrible. This is, oh, I already said that. JLP, we'll be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. There's one line open. You can call in right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, okay? Nice. We'll also get to more of your super chats and more great stories. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, you may have missed it, but on Friday, the so-called Supreme Court lifted a lower court order that blocked the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, from accessing Social Security Administration's data systems. Since Social Security tracks data from cradle to grave, wow, here is there is some information that DOGE will now have access to: your name, Social Security number, date and place of birth, gender, addresses, marital and parental status, your parents' names, lifetime earnings, bank account information, immigration and work authorization status, health conditions if you apply for disability benefits, and your use of Medicare after a certain age. I didn't know Social Security had all that information. So I'm glad that DOGE is going to get it, because do you trust DOGE or Social Security Administration? Maybe neither. Before the ruling, Social Security data was tightly restricted. What a mess. In L.A., over here, back east, though, fortunately, protests against our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's immigration crackdown, have rocked Los Angeles, prompting LAPD to declare all of downtown an unlawful assembly area. Demonstrations in and around the nation's second most populous city, behind, I guess, New York City, L.A. is the second most populous, began Friday and continued throughout the weekend. Although law enforcement officers in riot gear had already used flashbangs to disperse crowds while making arrests, Trump announced Saturday he was deploying 2,000 members of the National Guard. This prompted thousands of protesters to gather, blocking lanes on freeways, ridiculous, and occupying nearby streets. They should round them up and put them in jail and then make them work voluntarily, forced though. Most demonstrators remained so-called peaceful, claims Commie Nonsense Network, but some threw rocks, bottles, and fireworks at officers and set fire to at least two self-driving cars. Awful. Evil. A Commie Nonsense crew witnessed officers striking protesters with batons and firing tear gas and pepper balls. Perhaps justified. And in Colombia, Colombian Senator Miguel Uribe, U-R-I-B-E, in the running to join at next year's presidential race, he was shot twice in the back during a campaign event in Bogota, on Saturday. 39-year-old lawmaker, currently in critical condition, Uribe, however you say his name, pardon me if I'm butchering it, is a member of the center-right, they call it. So he sounds like a liberal. Center-right, Centro Democrático, Democratic Center, of the biggest opposition party in the South American nation. Colombian President Gustavo Petro has condemned the attack and vowed to hunt down those responsible. Fat chance. So far, police have arrested a teenage boy in connection with the assassination attempt. Wow. And the Israeli military intercepted the Madleen, M-A-D-L-E-E-N, a ship carrying humanitarian aid to Gaza. More than 600 days of war has happened over there. An 11-week Israeli blockade of all aid has pushed the enclave's 2.1 million people deeper into a hunger crisis, they say. According to the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, a UK-flagged civilian vessel was surrounded by quadcopters and communications jammed. Had to watch out. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Yeah. somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour. You can get involved by calling 888-777-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy, is a Mamma Mia, it's an old lie. It's a season, y'all. It is a gracious. Do you think for yourself? Do you think for yourself? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you think for yourself? Amazing question. You can podcast the shows if you're running around. We are heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black. Their mama if you're white. And so different time zones. And some people are able to sit and watch it. Other people are not because they're mooted about, oh, they're going to bed. And, so, and in some parts of the world, it's already Tuesday. What a mess! But you don't worry, you can podcast, but you can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. We take all calls, but ladies' calls come first on Mondays because it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight. So hot butter, beat me.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to first time calling Brian out of Nevada, and I had to put Brian on hold there. Brian, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
How are you doing? Yeah, so basically I'll just keep it completely straight up. I feel like all those years of...
So how old are you?
22.
So you're 22, you now live in Nevada, and you have Crohn's disease, and go ahead, take it from there.
Yeah, so I got Crohn's disease like years ago, probably 10, 12 years ago. But I, like early high school, moved to a new state and then ended up just feeling completely blind, insecure and stuff. Ended up getting onto antidepressants, taking those every day and smoking weed every single day, all day. And now I feel like now that I've forgiven my parents, I'm starting to wake up. I have just this crippling regret because I just feel like I stunted my growth and everything. And I wonder where I would be if I didn't do all that stuff. And I just get these thoughts all day long, just like, oh, you messed it all up. Like, you might as well just end it all at this point. And it's probably like the darkest point of my life. And I don't know what to do about it.
And your question for me is what?
my question is, I just, how do I get over this obsession with I ruin my potential and all this stuff?
Oh, okay. And so you said for Crohn's you take antidepressant medications?
No, I took the regular medicine for that, but when I came down here and it was new, just the doctor was like, well, you know, like, you're in a new environment, you should probably just get on some, like, for stress and stuff. And I didn't know what I was doing. I said yes, and now I'm 22, and I'm just stuck here. I'm here, and I feel like I messed up my potential. And, yeah, it probably sounds stupid to a bunch of people, but
when you say mess up your potential what?
Just, I feel like I stunted my growth, like, physically. And now I'm just annoyed by that.
And so a doctor recommended antidepressant because you were stressed?
Yes.
Really? What made you accept that from the doctor because you was quote-unquote stressed? Why did you accept that from the doctor?
Well, at the time I was 17, it was stupid. I should not have done that.
Oh, okay.
But I was dumb, and I did that. And then also, on top of it, I shouldn't have been smoking all the time. But I don't know. I feel like now that I feel like I'm starting to wake up a bit. I just look past, or I'm looking back, and I realize I've just been in this fog, not knowing just what I've been doing, making wrong decision after wrong decision, and it's just depressing.
And what is Crohn's disease exactly?
Crohn's disease is like this intestinal, like stomach disease. It doesn't have, it's not like an anxiety thing. They thought since I was at a new state, new school, that they'd be like, oh, are you stressed and stuff. That's why I got on the antidepressants.
Oh, I see. So you can move around and go to work and do things like that, right? If you wanted to.
Yes.
Do you work now?
Yes.
You have
and
a job?
I go to school, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So you have a job, you go to work, you're doing those things.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to school, you're doing those things. And so, and what's your question for me again?
I don't even really know. I just, every day I've been waking up super depressed, thinking I would be different. I would be in a different scenario. I just ruined my potential.
And what's your potentials again?
Maybe this just sounds super, super dumb. I just think I just stunted my growth, and now I'm mad about it. I feel just
and
like I would have
done it. What growth?
Physical growth, like height.
Oh, like height.
Yes.
Oh, I see. And when you talk about stress and, you know, growth, who are you referring to?
Me.
I'm sorry?
Me.
Me?
Me. Are you talking about who am I referring to?
Yeah, who are you talking about?
Me.
And who are you?
A person.
Who?
Who am I? I don't know. Wait, who are you then?
Who are you? Yeah.
I'm a soul living in a body, I guess.
When you talk about, I feel this way, I am stopped my potential, I am depressed, I am this, who are you talking about?
I've just always thought that was me.
And so who are you talking about? Who are you?
I guess I don't know. I don't know who I am then.
You don't know who you are?
But I mean, I wake up every day in a body, and I don't know how to answer that.
And so then, why do you say I am depressed? I am this, and I've just started my growth. If you don't know who you are you talking about, and who's telling you that? Who's telling you all these things about you, or whom you don't know who you're talking about? Who's telling you all these things about you?
I don't know.
So then why do you call them you, and you feel depressed about something you don't even know who you about a person that you don't even know who you are? Why are you identifying with that, those things, and calling them you?
Because I wake up in this body every day and have to lug it around, and I notice things about him, and I know, I guess, what I've done to it, but now you're going to say, who am I?
Are you your body?
I've been living in it, I think, right?
You also live in an apartment or a house or something, right?
Right.
Are you the house?
No.
So are you your body?
No.
And so who are you?
I have no idea.
So then why do you call these things you? I'm depressed. I'm this and I'm that. I am losing my possibilities or something like that. Why do you call those things you if you don't know who you are? Why are you saying you feel that this is happening to you?
Who is that then?
Why are you saying these things are happening to me if you don't know who you are?
Does anybody know who they are then?
Why are you saying these things are happening to you if you don't know who you are?
Well, how do I figure out who I am then?
Let me ask this. That's a good question now. Are you your thoughts?
I thought so, yeah.
You are your thoughts?
I guess. I'm none of my thoughts at all.
Are you your? You say you are your. You thought so. Are you your thoughts?
I'll say yes.
And yeah. How are you your thoughts?
Thoughts. I'm not even sure. I don't know how to answer any of this.
So then, why do you call them your thoughts?
I guess I just always thought that they were.
Do you create thoughts?
I feel like I can create thoughts, like if I want to think about something.
Give me three steps of how you create thoughts. Tell me the first three steps you take in order to create thoughts. How do you do it?
Oh, gosh. This is going to sound dumb. I feel like I just somehow think about it, just create it in my head.
And how?
I don't know how.
And so why do you think you do it then? Why you take credit for something you don't even know how you're doing it?
So is something controlling me? What's going on?
Why do you take credit for something that you don't know how you're doing? If you don't know how you create thought, why do you take credit for thoughts by calling them you, your thoughts?
I really don't know. I've never thought of it like this, like them not being my thoughts.
Speak up a little bit.
Make a thought. I've never thought about it on this level, but you're getting to. I don't know. I guess I'm just a really confused person at the moment. I don't know what to think. Or I guess I can't even create a thought.
You say do you realize right now you can't, or are you saying, what are you saying about creative thought?
I'm not sure. I'm confused. I'm extremely confused.
About what?
I don't know what to do about it. About everything.
Right on. If you want to be free from all this mess that you're living in, this illusion, because it is an illusion, You got to drop your anger so you can stop believing thoughts, period. You do not create thoughts. You have never created a thought. It is impossible for you to do it. And you have identified with thoughts and emotions. And once you, and not realizing at the time, because you were young, you didn't understand, but you identify with evil, and you and evil has become one, and all you're catching is hell. Because in thoughts, in anger and emotion and all that, there's nothing but destruction. There's nothing but evil. And so if you want to be free from that, and you can, you got to stop calling thoughts yours. You are possessed, and those thoughts are making you do, believe, do, and say things that are not yours and not you, because you identify with evil. You got to, if you want to be free.
But isn't,
what?
Sorry. Isn't there such thing as some type of reality, though? Like, if I notice something, like, oh, the body I'm living in is this way or that way, that's just all lies? Like,
you can see that, for example, you say you have Crohn's disease in your body. The Crohn's disease, if it's true, is reality. It is in your body, but you're not your body. It's in the body, but it's not in you. But you believe it's in you, and it's not.
But if that was the case, if I just didn't identify with, if I just, if I just was like, I don't have it, and then what's the point of even taking the medicine for it?
Well, you're not going to say you don't have it. You're going to see that it is in your body, but you're not, you stop identifying with your body. And if you need medication or whatever it takes to overcome, you just do that, dealing with the body. But you will also know it's in my body, but it's not in me. Just like emotions, good emotions, so-called good emotions and bad emotions are in your body, but they're not in you because they're not your emotions. It's impossible for the real you to be emotional about anything. Emotions are not of God. They're of your father, the devil, and you have identified with that as well. Have you heard me say that you need to forgive your mother and father?
Yes, sir. I did both of those things. And I feel like ever since I did both of those, I don't know if I'm slightly waking up or not, but it's, I feel like a lot has changed since then. Not all in a positive way, but maybe I'm starting to see, I think that's what's frustrating is I'm seeing how possessed and blind I've always been. And I feel like it's just, I know I'm still young, 22, but I feel like I've damaged my body, which I'm not my body, but I live in my body. So I don't know. I'm just.
The beauty is you, now that you've gone forgiven, you got a little light now you can see. But don't be frustrated at what you see. Be glad to see it, and in seeing it by the light of God, because it's not yourself seeing it. God is allowing you to see it. See it, and you start to overcome the illusion that you've been living in. There is a real reality, but you don't know what that is at all. All your life, all my life, you've been living a false reality. You've been living in an illusion. And now that you can see a little bit, you're starting to overcome that illusion. Don't regret that. Be glad to see it. And eventually it will all disappear and you'll be 100% free. But in the meantime, you are becoming free if you don't resent this illusion. And you're going to realize the real you have not missed a step in life. You're right on time. You're doing just fine. It's this illusion based on what the world have taught you. You're 22. You should already have this. You should be like that. You should have what they have. It's all an illusion. And that is starting to fade away. So be glad to see it. Don't be frustrated. Because think about who was frustrated.
So could I ask you something?
Who was frustrated?
Who's frustrated? I would say me, but I guess it's not me.
It's not you. It's those demons that call depression, stress, worry, anxiety, loneliness. All those things are stress because they are evil spirits that have made a home in you. And now that you have a little light, those are dark spirits, and they are freaking out that you finally start to wake up by the light of God, and God will take those things away from you, completely away, and give you a clear mind. They don't want that to happen because they live in human beings. Every human being on this side of heaven is possessed by evil. They all have the same problem you have. They don't have Crohn's, but they have the same doubts, worry, stress, anxiety, loneliness, and everything. They have no peace. So you should be grateful that you now can start to wake up out of this delusion that you've been living in.
So does it just take time?
Yes. But don't worry about that. You just do every morning. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I do it not every day, but about every other day.
I would recommend you start doing it every day and practice being present rather than lost in the imagination of illusion of time, thinking about the past or the future. It doesn't exist anyway, anywhere, anyway, at all. You want to practice being present. Life, energy, everything you need is always at hand right here in the present. So the devil wants you to live in time. He wants you to live in the past or the future so he can judge you and condemn you. And you got to stop falling for that.
Yeah, it seems like I keep falling for it because the other week, I mean, you can tell me if this is all just lies and stuff, but the other week I was starting to really see, I was doing the silent prayer and I was really starting to see stuff, just kind of realizing how blind I was. And I got like a couple nights of decent sleep and I was just taking care of myself. And I woke up and I was, I guess, not thinking, but I'll just use that word. I was kind of getting a little bit of peace about what's happened. I was like, that's the past. Like, I was just blind and I was starting to feel okay. And then a little bit of time went by and I guess those thoughts got to me again. I got angry and I went out and I tried to fix this. This is going to sound super stupid, Jesse. I thought I would fix myself by like going out and just trying to get as high as possible on different drugs and stuff. And that did not work at all. And it made everything even worse. And I don't know, people would now, I have like a person in my life who wants me to go to meetings and stuff. Everything just seems so weird, right? Everything seems so weird right now.
That sounds stupid.
Yeah.
As you said. I'm saying that only because you said it. But all you did when you went back into thoughts, you went back into the darkness, and the darkness is deceiving you. So don't judge that. Just realize, wow, I fell back into a thought. And then just come back to present, being aware of your body or surrounding, and you'll be fine. Don't judge that, because for you to even judge that, yourself for that, it's ego. It's because there's no one there to judge. So just realize you were back into a thought, into your head, and you believe those lies, and you went out and did those things. No big deal.
Why do I keep doing that, though?
Because you've been living that way all your life, believing that the answer was in thoughts. And so you're going to find yourself consulting with thoughts off and on. You're going to fall in and out of them for a while. But if you just come back without judgment, don't judge yourself, because that's ego. There's no one there to judge. Just come back to it and stay with it, and eventually you will never do that again.
And I haven't, like, miss my opportunity to get to the place I'm trying to get to. I'm not too late.
What place are you trying to get to?
Peace.
No, you have not. you're at right now, the fact that you can see a little bit, you're already at peace. You have peace already. You just need to stop believing the lie, the thoughts. But you already have peace. The real you at peace is this false nature that has no peace, and it's impossible to have peace because it's of evil and not of good. It has nothing to do with you.
I'll let you get to other callers. Can I ask you one last quick question?
Yes, sir.
So this is kind of a little bit foreign, all those concepts, but it's interesting.
It makes sense to you because you went in for game and all of a sudden you had a little peace. Where do you think that came from? All of a sudden you can sleep better a little bit. All of a sudden you can see a little bit. Where do you think all that came from?
Yeah, that's the thing. I was starting to feel better. I was starting to sleep better and start to be okay with what I've done. And I was feeling physically okay. And then
You just went back into a thought. That's all. No big deal. But you're about to ask another question.
Yeah. Are you? So I don't know if anybody's ever asked you, who are you?
I can't. Don't worry about that. Because I want to say, but I don't want to say. Because the mind gonna make you think, it's gonna work on you to make you think that's who you are, and that's who you are. I want you to know that when the false you disappear, and it will, this illusionary you that you have about yourself, when that disappear, the real you will appear. When there's no longer you, there will be you.
Okay, I guess just give it time.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about how long it's going to take or it's too painful and too long. Those concerns are not yours. They are of evil pretending to be you. And another thing, don't compare your life to anyone else. Don't want to be like anyone else. Don't think that you have lost time and missed this and missed that. You have not missed out on anything. You're now beginning to live, and you've not missed out on anything. I don't care whatever your age is and whatever else somebody else has done your age. Don't compare yourself, because you compare yourself to miserable people, and you'll be like them, and you want to overcome misery. You have not lost anything.
Well, that's nice to know. That's been my major problem, is just the second I get up in the morning, I know it's thoughts. But the second I get up, it's, look what you've done. Look what you've done.
Yeah.
Like, it's too late. It's too late. Like, the damage is done. Like, just, you might as well just off yourself. Like, that's just been every single day.
That's the works of the devil. He tempts you, and then he condemns you. He accuses you. The devil is the accuser. He accuses you, and then he condemns you. Look what you've done. Past. Tell you about the past. You ought to kill yourself. Future. He's in time. He's lying to you. That's why when you first wake up, his voice is already working on you, and you think it's you. When that happens, and it will some more, just be aware of it. Get up in the morning. Do your side of the prayer. Be aware of those thoughts. Go brush your teeth. Get ready for work or whatever you're doing. And being aware of those thoughts, but do nothing about them. Don't run away from them. Don't call them you. Do not deny them. Just be aware of them. Don't fight with them. And the spirit of truth, the light, will take them away from you. They are not you. And you can even quietly say, I see it. I see those thoughts. That's not me. I feel the pain in my body, but that's not me. And I promise you, man, Brian, if you stay with this, it will all be taken away from you, and you will see that it's not you.
Okay, I'm gonna trust you with that. Just keep going.
And you already have a little light. You sleep better already, and everything. So,
well, I was. It's not the last couple of weeks.
Well, this only because you went back into thought. Just come back to present. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Do the prayer. Let me know how it goes.
I got you.
Bye.
Now, I totally disagree
back
with
in a
the way
moment.
Things are going, but you can't be angry.
because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Time. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. Father's Day is coming up. Get your shout outs in for your fathers. Whatever the shout out is, personal shout out, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And your dad would love punchy coffee for breakfast that morning. What the? Punchy's coffee. So just imagine a nice Cameo shout out, a big nice bag of Punchy's coffee and merch, hats and all kind of stuff. Shirts and all kind, your father will have a smile on his face forever and a day. Go to rebuildingaman.com/stores. rebuildingaman.com/stores or jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? And the Cameo shout out, go to cameo.com/jesseleepeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Brand new episode of Punch of TV today at 2 p.m. Watch this.
Are you ready? I don't think you guys are.
What's feminism?
Feminism, what is that?
I don't want to do what you're telling me to do. And I can understand that because no one needs to be told what to do in an ego way.
What is this ego way? Is when a cop arrests someone, are they telling them in an ego way?
Sometimes when we speak on these things, you guys are saying all marriages are cooked, that there's no exceptions. But I just want to know clearly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I could be wrong. That's why I want to ask.
You see my skepticism as like a denial of some heaven. You're really the shallow one.
You're telling everybody all marriages are cooked.
I'm telling you things that are ancient. Marriage is a moment of passion and eternity of duty.
What the? Amazing. Punch of TV at 2 p.m. today, all right? Check it out. You can become a member of Punchy TV right there on YouTube, right?
I don't know.
Oh, I may be wrong about that one. But Punchy TV at 2 p.m. Let me go to Charles, not a first-time caller, but Charles out of Texas. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. It's really good to talk to you.
Thank you, Charles.
Hey, Jesse, I wanted to ask you, you know how you say that there's demons in this world, and in the Bible it says the devil is the ruler of this world? Wouldn't that make this place hell? And if it is hell, what is the reference of the lake of fire? Is that our thoughts?
Repeat that. Repeat that, Charlie.
If the devil is the ruler of this world, then wouldn't that make this place hell?
This place is hell. There is a hell below as well. Once you drop the body, you end up down there in eternal hell. There's no way out. But the devil is the ruler of this world, but he's doing it through human beings.
So then that would make this place the perfect test to find the Father, because what better place to try to find the Father than hell? Because if it's hell here, then, and we seek the Father, then that would be the meaning of life.
I don't quite understand what you're saying. Can you make it a little clearer?
You know how you say if you die in a hell mind state, then you stay there and you kind of stay in your own hell when you die?
Right.
So then that would just mean that this place is hell, and that the meaning of life would be to seek the Father, and the hardest place to seek the Father would be hell.
I don't quite understand what you're saying, but I do know that here on earth, the reason you're here is for you to overcome hell. That's the purpose of life, is for you to overcome hell. A lot of people, most people won't, but for those who want to overcome hell, this is the place to do it while you live right now. And because you don't want to take the risk of dropping your body in that hell, and because once you drop that body, there's no guarantee you get another chance.
Yeah, I agree. So what's your interpretation of the lake of fire?
The lake of fire is loneliness, depression, suicide, worry, fear, doubt, judgment, anger, fake good feelings, lost, not knowing who you are, all emotions. That is burning. Revenge, all that is burning. That's the lake of fire happening inside of you.
That makes so much sense, because when you drop all that, it feels so good.
Yes.
To drop it all, almost like you climbed out of this lake of fire and now you're not burning anymore. It feels so good.
100%. Every time you go with revenge, try to get revenge on others, or you're jealous, or you gossip about others, you're burning yourself. What you're putting out there is happening inside of you. You're burning. That is the fire. The burn is the hurt, the jealousy, the pain, the loneliness, all that stuff is the fire.
Yeah, and that would make sense, because you kind of get used to the fire too, almost like how you get used to a really hot tub or really hot water. You get used to the burn almost, and you don't realize how hot it is until you get out.
And those who get used to it have become one with evil. They have agreed with evil. And now they are one with evil. They and the devil are one, evil.
Yeah, I think that helped me wake up. I hadn't seen my kids in 5 years. I'm 47 years old. And I was in this deep, dark depression with suicidal thoughts. And I thought something was wrong with me. But then when I looked at it as like, no, you're just in this lake of fire.
Yeah.
And it's the only person that can get you out is yourself. And all you have to do is climb out. And once I decided to climb out, then my kids came and visited me. And I saw them for the first time in 5 years.
One thing for sure, those who can admit that they're in hell, meaning angry, hateful, they will come out at amazing things. You will see, without thinking about it, you will see that God love you, and amazing things will start to happen for you.
Yes, and that's happened for me. Well, you that's stay great.
Stay with it, and only love God, the truth, with your heart and soul and might, along with nobody else or nothing else. You cannot have anyone or anything before truth, because whatever you put before that will become your God, and it will destroy you. And you'll be fine. Stay with it.
All right, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Stay with it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Sergio, photographer yesterday, church. God bless Jesse, Hake, Nick, Joel, and Derek. D-E-R-R-I-C-K. Thank you for helping Jesse unite the races with truth.
Oh, quite makes sense. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Billy, thanks, Jesse.
Hey, Billy, thank you for your support.
Mazga, would be helpful to explain why a sister's retreat, mentioned in church yesterday, would be a bad place to go? I don't like them because they don't teach women how to respect their husband.
Nice. He's referring to, referring to a young lady there, Bond, member Bond there. She went to a sister retreat at Utah. One of the little Christian sister retreat things. And then she talked about how she judged everybody through the whole thing. And so the problem wasn't that she went to the retreat. And the problem was she judged everybody. And so she realized that. Amazing.
Triple T says, amazing.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Kohlberger Art A.
Kohlberger Art.
Slow and steady wins the race. Amazing fellowship. Also, shout out to Raymond.
Right on. Raymond's one of the smartest black men you ever want to meet.
Indeed.
So slow down. We talked about this in fellowship. You got to slow your roll. Slow down. Become aware of your movements, going in and out of one room or another, reaching for the salt on the table there. You got to practice these things so that you can become aware. When I say practice, I mean practice being aware. Really, that's all you need to do is to be aware. There's nothing else that's required. Thank you.
Roadrunner Nums on Bond YouTube channel. Potential BQ, is humor of Satan or God?
Thank you.
Interesting.
Potential BQ. We're keeping on the list. Someone bought possibility.
Three coffees from someone saying support.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Jamil on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I just saw the news over the weekend about the riots. I hope you guys are okay. Stay safe. And as always, thanks.
So far we are. Thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for your support.
Very nice. Also on YouTube this morning, Chow Yun Cat. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9.
Amazing. Thank you.
Another from Chow Yun Cat. For it's by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves, the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mikey Baseball.
Bob on top of Monday.
Indeed. With the disco ball partying dancing on pilled.net.
Disco ball. Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus with a few super chats. Why don't the Mexicans wave the Mexican flag in Mexico?
It's the darndest thing I ever seen, folks. So like downtown, they were having this riot thing going on. And you see people with Mexican flags. But yet they're mad because they were trying to, our government want to ship them back home, but yet they're showing no support for America. They seem to be showing support for Mexico. Go figure. Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, Elon joined the Black Eye Gang. If you know, you know. Conspiracy. I disavow.
Thank you.
Trump said if the protesters spit, they're getting hit.
That's right.
Based.
Don't spit. Amazing.
Yeah, spitting is assault. maybe even battery, actually.
Amazing.
Something like that.
I didn't know that.
I heard. Aaron G., can you do an impromptu man on the street for the L.A. riots? Maybe just the experts asking questions. I wish you all safety and peace during this time. Thanks, Hans.
That's a good question. We were considering that already. We've had a discussion about maybe going out there. But we ought to be careful because these people are mad and mean. So we'll look into it. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. For show and tell, game one, play, I want to say I love you. Game I play, I want to say I love you.
I'm not familiar with that game.
It might be a song or I don't know.
I'm not sure what you're saying, but thank you.
Uncle Ruckus with
Make it clear.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah.
Uncle Ruckus with yet another Cali, New York, Florida. Will face God's wrath. Statue of Satan will fall into the ocean in New York. Also, why does she have chains on her feet? I wasn't aware.
Me either.
Talking about the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, I thought you were talking about that black, fat, female statue thing. I don't even know.
There's so many statues that we've been talking about in the news.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Thank you.
Depressed Toilet Jesse, when Christians are hooping and hollering, throwing up holy hands, crying in church, are they no different from people at a Slayer concert thrashing in the mosh pit? Is both unconsciousness?
Yes, it's the same thing. Amazing. Thank you.
Eli P. says, HIAS plays a big role in immigration in the U.S. and Europe. I'm not aware of that organization, but I could believe it. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that either.
There are non-government organizations that are involved in the caravans and stuff.
A friend of mine went to Israel. You made me think about Israel right now. And they went like a week or two ago, and they sent me some picture of them in Israel. It was amazing. You got to go to Israel. If I were God and you wanted to come into my heaven up there, I would have the archangels to ask you at the gate, did you go to Israel before you died? Oh, no, I didn't go. Okay, go back. You got to go to Israel first. Amazing. Thank you.
Aries won ice raid at the Home Depot. LM blank O. Face palm emoji.
Amazing.
Thank you, Aries.
Yeah.
Eli P. Import the third world, turn into the third world. Well, so true.
Man. It's amazing. These people let all these folks in our country and look what we have. Human hearts are wicked and they do wicked things. Amazing. Thank you.
Only white people peacefully protest, says Eli P.
Well, not necessarily. Remember those people that dressed in black and they had their faces and they were destroying stuff along with Black Lives Matter? What were they called?
Antifa.
Yeah, Antifa. They were white.
Well, he didn't say white people only peacefully protest. He said only white people peacefully protest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Eric in response to the biblical question. Do you think for yourself? No, there is no self. There's no you to think. My ego thinks I don't create thoughts. I watch thoughts, says Eric.
Amazing. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you for your three.
Yeah.
Andreas, or whatever, pardon my butchering your name, if so, heard around the world, greetings from Germany. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. I got to stop there.
We'll read more later, guys.
Amazing. I will go to Josh. Josh out of Texas.
Hey, good morning,
Josh.
Good
welcome
morning,
to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, brother. How are you doing this morning?
All is well, Josh.
Hey, it's amazing. And I said, man, I'm going to start recording myself because 3 weeks ago I said that Trump, I'm going to comment on the whole Trump thing with the Trump and the Elon Musk and the little quote-unquote fight that they're going through right now.
Go ahead.
Okay. So with the whole Elon Musk, it was probably like 3.5 weeks ago. I said, no way in heck that they're going to just shake hands and have to walk away from this. They're going to have to make this theatrical so that way Elon Musk stocks can go back up. The people that were for Elon Musk before this whole thing, because you got to realize all these people that hate Elon Musk was for Elon Musk before he decided to dig into the government and do an audit of the government. So by them sitting up there and hating him. His stocks went down. He has business ventures that he's going to launch. He's about to drop that new robot out, the Optimus robot. He needs his stocks to go back up. So the whole tit for tat that he's doing with Trump, I really believe that it stays. I'm like you say, I'm going to have a wait and see attitude, but I said 3 weeks ago that they're going to have a breakup, a quote-unquote breakup, because that's what everybody was waiting for. And basically, Elon Musk and Donald Trump is giving the media a show. And by him talking about the whole Epstein files, you throw something out there that you know isn't true because people will run with it. If Trump was really on the Epstein file, Trump's the president. He can take himself off the Epstein files and just don't release that tape. So saying that, the people jump into the, and it's so funny because Elon Musk is really sitting back looking at these people, and he just said that these people are crazy, and he's jumping back into the pool with these people, and he's sitting back. He's like, watch this. And he's just saying these little things, and these people are running off pure emotion and hatred for Trump that they're not even paying attention. And they just hated the man a week ago. Now they love him again because he's going at Trump. It is just hilarious, but they had to do a breakup in order for it to seem theatrical and so that Elon Musk can get some support back for his stocks going up and everything going back to how it was.
You may be onto something, man, because, again, I don't know if this fight is real or fake, but I do know that Trump is smart enough to do things like this in order to get what he wants done. And so I would not put it past what you're saying. It made sense to me, so I would not put it past, but I don't really know what's going on. And as I said yesterday, I just want Trump to continue to make America great again. I don't care about the fight, whether it's real or fake. I just want him to continue to make America great again. So I don't doubt what you're saying at all. I just don't know if it's true or not, but I don't doubt what you're saying. It's so possible.
And then on the other aspect of it, because I always give people both ends of it. I never push my opinion on it. Let's just say that they are fighting and that this is real. That's still a brownie point for Trump because he's showing you firsthand that I don't care how buddy-buddy we are, how much friends we are, I'm not going to cut no extra deals with you. The country comes first, even over my friends. So if you're going to hate me behind the deals and what I'm doing, then hate me for it, but
yeah,
the country comes even over my best friend. So either way, Trump comes out like a shining star in the whole matter, and he's keeping a calm, cool attitude. He didn't go and rip Elon and do all that emotional stuff. Just look at how he responded to it. I guarantee you they're going to be back buddies, or Elon's going to have to just bow down to the fact of that calm, cool, smooth demeanor that Trump just hit him with.
What manner of man is this? Really, I've been observing Trump and the way he deal with issues and the way he deal with life ever since he came down the elevator there the first time around. And I've never seen a human being deal with the issues of life in the way that Donald Trump does. John, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Amazing call. Thank you.
No problem, baby. Hey, you have a great week, and I'm looking forward to Black Friday, baby.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to take a break. Another hour to go. Hate News is coming up, and I'll be right back, folks. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
lots of serious mess going on in the world, such as, oh, by the way, I told you about that ship that was intercepted by Israel, that aid ship for Gaza. You know who was on it? Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg. And some other female activist who's like, I don't know what she is. And watch out for salmonella from eggs. Oh, by the way, Greta and them are, I think they're going to get deported. Nice. Anyway, because they're on a ship trying to help Gaza and they were intercepted. So maybe they'll get deported right away. Kind of amusing anyway. Maybe, I don't know. The Tonys were yesterday, whatever that is. I think it has to do with musicals, plays, you know, the on stage type of actor stuff. Anyway, a fast white Canadian female swimmer. How do you pronounce her name? Is it Summer McIntosh or is it Summer McIntosh or what? But congratulations, 18-year-old beat apparently the female 400-meter world record for swimming. Good job. Shout out. And hackers modified a Salesforce app to steal a bunch of data. Whoa. And there's those Dead Sea Scrolls, by the way, maybe older than previously thought per some analysis. And nice. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, June 9th, AD 2025. Everybody loves Mondays. Hang tight, callers and supporters. We will read more of your super chats in the third hour coming right up. But first, it is Hate News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that according to the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, FFC, the UK-flagged civilian vessel, the Madeleine, surrounded by quadcopters, as I said last hour, communications were jammed by Israel, apparently, and disturbing sounds were played over the radio. Israeli troops boarded the ship and detained their crew and passengers, including climate activist Greta Thunberg and Rima Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N. No relation to our Hassan that I know of. She's a French member of the European Parliament, and she was like born in 92 or something like that, relatively young. Anyway, salmonella outbreak. Dozens of people in seven states sickened by a salmonella outbreak linked to eggs, per the CDC, the Scared Woman-Led. Is it still Scared and Woman-Led, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention? Maybe I shouldn't say that anymore. In response, the August Egg Company has recalled 1.7 million dozen brown, cage-free, and brown-certified organic eggs sold under multiple brand names that have the potential to be contaminated. I thought you could just cook them completely, but sometimes people like to leave the yolk runny, and that's not cooked enough, according to what I looked up on the internet, if that's true about cooking out the salmonella. Consumers who purchase the eggs at Walmart, Save Mart, Food Max, Lucky, Smart and Final, Safeway, Raley's, Food for Less, Ralph's should throw them out or return them to the store they got them. To date, no deaths reported, but 21 people been hospitalized. So watch out. The 78th annual Tony Awards ceremony on Sunday, a grand event filled with stars, songs, and spectacles. Sounds boring to me, though, so I'm going to skip it. The world record was smashed, but not the men's world record. So it's not the actual world record. It's the women's world record, which is still good job. Canadian swimmer Summer, nice name, McIntosh. Pardon me if I'm butchering her name. It could be McIntosh. M-C, capital I-N-T-O-S-H. Broke the 400-meter freestyle world record. That's the one we, right, I think? World record over the weekend, trimming more than a second off of the previous mark. And I don't have the time that she did it in for you, but that's according to Commie Nonsense. Hackers tricked employees at companies in Europe and the Americas, which means Central and South America too, I guess, and maybe North America, into the installing a modified version of a Salesforce-related app that allows them, so it's not Salesforce necessarily, but related, that allowed them to steal reams of data and extort those companies. Crazy. So watch out. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
Thank you.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved. There's a line open at 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And the brand new biblical question. It's amazing. Do you think for yourself? Do you think for yourself? This is questions like bring it home to mama. It's an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can listen to the show on your iPhone, whether you're working out or not, no matter where you are in the world. You can podcast, but you can be listening still on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Last hour of the show today. We take all calls. But Mondays, let it be known, let it be written, let it be said, is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Amazing.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Nice. A spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. You know that before I go back to the callers, I want to remind you, remember how when Donald Trump, the great white hope, of course, was running for president, and the Democrats, the Never Trumpers, and the media, liberal media, tried all that they could do to stop Trump. They tried everything. They even threatened to put him in jail. And it was amazing to watch that and to watch how the president has overcome all that. And when they tried to put him in jail, it had a positive effect instead of a negative one. And it worked for the president instead of against him because the people knew that the president had not done anything wrong. And they just wanted to lock him up because they didn't want him to become president to make America great again, right? They knew it, the wicked hearts of human beings. But they knew it. And so that didn't work. And then there was an assassination attempt upon the president. Maybe two, I believe, but definitely one. That didn't work. Fight, fight, fight. And these people don't understand what's driving Donald Trump, really. they don't know what's driving him. They can't understand him. How is all this possible? We have gone after him with everything we have, they say, and none of it worked, and the people still voted for him. Even going to jail, the people had sympathy for the president, and they were not against him. Now, all of a sudden, everybody and their mama want to go to jail, except baby Jessica's daddy. They all want to go to jail now. They are begging to go to jail, but what they don't know, if they go to jail, it ain't going to work for them as it did for Donald Trump, because Donald Trump was on the side of good, or is on the side of good. These people are on the side of evil. Going to jail ain't going to work for them. All the Democrats want to go to jail now, and they are begging to go to jail. So they can put that in a video saying they were in jail for justice. But it's not going to work. Isn't that amazing? The Independent is reporting California Governor Gavin Newsom has escalated his war of words with Donald Trump administration by challenging the president, border czar Tom Homan, to arrest him. Please arrest me. I'm going to jail. They want to be like Donald Trump. It's like when you try to act like you know the truth because you heard about it, you think you know it, so you start pretending you have it too, and it doesn't work for you. Same thing. Donald Trump has something good driving him. These people don't understand it, and they want to go to jail. Holmes had told the media on Saturday that he was prepared to apprehend anybody who interfered with the illegal immigrant crackdown. Watch this from MSNBC.
Put your hands off these poor people. They're just trying to live their lives, man. Trying to live their lives, paying their taxes. Been here 10 years. The fear, the horror, the hell is this guy? Come after me, arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn. But I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
Everybody want to be arrested now. They didn't want to go to jail before, but all of a sudden, please arrest me. It says this guy that support California being a sanctuary state for the illegal alien. Supporting them. Down in San Diego, California, it's so bad down there for the businesses, according to the report for American businesses, because the illegal alien have all these street businesses on the street, and they are causing other real businesses to go out of business. The governor doesn't care about that. The guy can care less about the citizens of California. Please arrest me. He's trying to sign all the time. Poor Governor Newsom. Don't blame him. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Please arrest me. I want to go to jail. They all want to go to jail now. Lord have mercy. Everybody want to go to jail. Except baby Jessica Dad. Please arrest me. I'm tough. Arrest me. Holmes not thinking about you, man. That man got work to do. He got a job. Tom is not thinking about you, Governor. It ain't going to work. So, whatever. KNX News is reporting on the third day of protests against ICE raid on Sunday. Lord, she done showed up again. Poor Maxine Waters. The Wicked Witch of the West with the low IQ. Why is Maxine still in politics? She's so old. Why don't they elect somebody new, fresh. She's never done anything good for South Central LA at all. Not one thing. And they keep voting her in because she's a black female, not because she worked for them. I remember she told the black people over there in South Central, the Republican want to tear down the projects. They want to destroy your projects. Be like home for government people. I'm not going to let that happen. And not only am I not going to let, and I was there, not only am I not going to let that happen, I'm going to build some more projects for you, black people. Yeah. The Wicked Witch is going to build more projects for us. Why, she lives in a, what, $3 or $4 million home in an amazing area of L.A.? I rest my case. But on the third day of the protest against ICE raid on Sunday, Maxine Waters was turned away from the Metropolitan Detention Center in downtown Los Angeles. Waters told KNX 9.5 FM, she went to the detention center to find David Huerta. Watch this from X.
No, I want you to, hello.
This is Black Esselor.
I just came to use my congressional authority to check on David.
Ma'am, our lobby is secure right now to all visitors.
Excuse me, I need to get in.
Contact our public apparel.
I need to get in.
Nice! In your face.
What are you hoping to do, Congresswoman?
I just want to see David Huerta. Right, sir.
Would a congressperson normally be able to enter the...
Normally, yes.
What is happening here?
Well, there were some of the authorities. I don't know who they were. And I'm trying to get in to see David Huerta, who they have arrested. He is the head of SEIU local union here. I don't know why he was targeted. I don't know what they're doing with him. I don't know whether they're going to deport him. I want to report back to my caucus about what's happening.
Lord. Like, I'm a congresswoman. Like, that's supposed to mean something, right? I love the way that guy just slammed the door in her face. So black women think they tough anyway, Lord. They think they the backbone of the family of black people. Right on, right on. Isn't that amazing? Making America great again. There's a woman by the name of Norma Torres. Norma Torres, a Democrat from California, and she posted a video online saying, ICE, get the bleep out of L.A. so that order can be restored. Watch this from X.
ICE, get the out of L.A. so that order can be restored.
ICE, get the out of LA so that order can be restored.
Lord, what an evil female. Have you ever heard politicians curse so much? I've never heard it so much before. I've never heard so much cursing. You still want females to be the leaders, right? Okay. She wants things restored. Back to what? More crime? More violent, more homelessness, back what restore? I would like to know, what are you talking about? I want to show you what it looked like. Here's what it looked like. Here's a look at life in the U.S. with Mexican immigrants and without Mexican immigrants. So you don't see it with the immigrants and without. Watch this from Ed. This is amazing. Watch this. amazing. White people just want a first-class life. That's all. They don't want all this fighting. They don't want you coming into their country, destroying it. They're sick of you blaming them for anything, right? They just want a life, a first-class life. They get an education for that. They work hard for it. They build for it. They keep their community in that way. They travel first class. They go to Palm Springs. They lay out at the beach. It just be white people. And here y'all come, want to fight. White people just want to be left alone. They want to be able to walk their streets like that and feel safe. It used to be that way in the good old days. At one time, it was that way. Sorry, white people. It's over now. For one reason, too, you have educated white women, and now they're liberal white women, and they're voting in Democrats. These female representatives and all that. You got to ring in your woman if you want to get better. Isn't that amazing? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Drop your anger, folks, so you can be free. You're only hurting you. What you put out come back on you. You're burning. Inwardly, you are burning. One last thing. I want to know your thoughts on this. What do you think about this video? Here's a woman arguing that her husband shouldn't just focus on work. He shouldn't just focus on work, bills, and sleep. He shouldn't just focus on work, bills, and sleep. He should also help with household chores and spend quality time with the family. Why is this from X?
No, say what you just said.
I'm just saying, as soon as y'all realize the fact that when you get off of work, you don't get to lay down. You don't get to lay down. You don't get to relax. You don't get to go to sleep. Get it out your head. There's still stuff to do. We got laundry. We got trash. We got bottles. We got dishes. We got quality time. We have things to do. Now, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock rolling around. All right, cool. Go to bed. That's what bed is for. But at 5 o'clock, when you're getting off, you don't get to go to sleep. You don't. As soon as that clicks, it gets together. You'll figure it out.
You about to go viral for this one.
It's a real thing. Because when I get off work, I'm still working.
When did you become in control of my bedtime? Wow! Let me zoom. Oh, I wish I could zoom in. Don't tap my phone with it.
And then point one. Uno. Dos.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
This is why, if you do have children, your wife should not be allowed to work. Because she sounds like she go to work, too, and do all that. She got enough at the house to do with the children and everything else that come with that. So this is what you're going to get. And then the problem with that, the men are not able to make the wife stay home when they have children. She's not, if you don't have children, that's a different story. You better go to work. What the? But if you have children, stay home and don't work. It's hard enough raising the children and keep the housework going. But if you don't have children, you better send that woman to work. What are you taking care of a woman and she ain't got no children by you? Amazing, huh? 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time call out of Chicago, Illinois. Colleen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey,
nice
Colleen.
To hear your voice.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
All is
I've
well.
I've been listening for a few months now. I have forgiven my mom and dad. But I still have anger. I have done the silent prayer and the I can't seem to get rid of it at all. It just, it's very debilitating and yeah, it's evil. I'm evil. I've been practicing and I don't know how to control it. I just get filled with rage and, you know, I don't know how to get the love.
What happened when you went to your mother and forgave her?
She said, we all go through that.
What'd you say to her?
I said, Mom, I forgive you I said it how you had said it, how you had mentioned it on the phone. I apologize. I can't remember.
And she said,
I did say.
Go ahead.
She said that, you know, she's like, oh, thank you. We all go through that. She suffered from depression when I was younger, and she understood, but she was right in the beginning of Alzheimer's, and she took it. She was very understanding.
Nice.
She didn't take it, you know, like, how dare you say that to me or anything like that. She was very...
Right on. And how about your father? You went and forgave him?
I did. When he passed away a few years back, I was able to say to him, you know, I was with him when he passed, and I said, I am sorry if I ever did anything that hurt you or... and he said that, you know, you could never do anything like that. So I'm thinking I forgave him. I thought I forgave him.
And then you
I don't know.
So your question for me is what?
How do you get rid of the anger? Why am I so rageful? I mean, I had an incident actually with, this is kind of, I guess, what stems it all. A niece had come up to me and asked me a question if her mother had cheated on my brother, which in fact she did, but I never said any, you know, it was not something to bring up, but she did. I told her how the cow ate the cabbage, so to speak. So now she went around to the family and is trying to get them all against me.
Yeah.
And
they always try to build an army against you.
And they really have. And I'm kind of like, I don't know how to, I know I shouldn't have said anything in the first place, but she did ask. So I answered honestly, and now I'm being punished for it. And it's just heartbreaking. I mean, you know, and I know, you know, I've listened to so many of your sermons and stuff about family, and everybody lies and, you know, nobody loves anybody. But, you know, it's so hurtful. And
so
I don't
true,
know
though.
How to make it right. I don't know how to make it right. And, you know, they don't want anything. Basically, you know, it's all, they make me feel like I'm going crazy now, basically, if that makes any sense.
I'm not crazy. Right? I'm just a little bit.
exactly.
And so your question for me is what?
How to get rid of anger and just to, you know, I don't know. I think I have a lot of issues because I also like live with one of my brothers. And I have four of them, one passed, so I have three, I guess. But how to get rid of anger? Like, I suppose I should be living on my own, not with him, because that gets me angry. Like the things, you know, eating my stuff or not cleaning up after himself. Then I get resentful after him. And then, you know, just.
How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 60.
And why are you living with him?
I got divorced about 8 years ago or so, and he was newly divorced, so we thought we would save money by living together, and yeah.
And why haven't you moved out once you realized that wasn't working?
Probably because I'm scared.
Of what?
I don't know. Being on my own, not being able to afford it. Not being able to afford living on my own with every, you know, I don't make the most of money, but, you know, I have two jobs.
You have two jobs. You can afford a place?
I guess I could, but I think I'm afraid. I think I'm afraid of losing, like, the being able to, you know, I don't know, just afraid of not having enough, not being able to save, not being able to, all that kind of stuff, I guess.
But
thinking.
Right. You can afford to buy rent a place and pay the roof or buy some food. Why are you concerned about saving?
I don't know, for the future.
Where is the future?
Not here.
So why?
Figment of my imagination, I guess.
So how are you trying to save for something that doesn't exist?
Well, I guess like in case a car breaks down, in case, you know, the emergency fund, all that.
Has the car broken down?
Well, it's about to.
Has the car broken down?
I'm going to have to. No, but it smells like gas because I need a new fuel injector or whatever, and it needs.
And so why have you taken care of that? You're living with your brother. Why are you taking care of that?
Because it's an old car. So,
what's
they
the difference
don't have
then?
Parts, so I need to get a different car. I'm in the process of looking for one.
And
that
so
I can,
if you have your own place, you need to get a different car no matter what, right?
Exactly.
So let me ask, because of time, when you say that you have anger, Who are you talking about?
I think mostly my family, probably me.
No, when you say you have anger, who are you referring to?
Myself.
And who are you?
Just a being, I guess.
Who
am I?
Yeah, this person that you say has anger, who are you talking about?
You say this all the time, and I never even have an answer when I'm listening to other people. I don't know. I'm a being, a soul, just in this meat suit walking around.
And where does this anger dwell in you? Where is it?
In my mind.
And are you your mind?
No.
And why do you say you have anger then? Hold on a minute.
Sure.
Let me take a quick break, Colleen. Quick break. Back in a moment. Oh, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live and Scratch Off on Peel. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-77-53-773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. From 9 to 11, the guy with the good hair. And then at No Joy on Friday at 11. No Joy on Friday. But and then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. 12 noon Pacific time. Energy all over the place. Given to him by God. And at 2 p.m., after all that energy, Puncher TV. Brand new episode at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Watch this.
Are you ready? I don't think you guys are.
What's feminism?
Feminism, what is that?
I don't want to do what you're telling me to do. And I can understand that because no one needs to be told what to do in an ego way.
What is this ego way? Is when a cop arrests someone, are they telling them in an ego way?
Sometimes when we speak on these things, you guys are saying all marriages are cooked, that there's no exceptions. But I just want to know clearly. But that's what I'm saying. I could be wrong. That's why I want to ask.
You see my skepticism as like a denial of some heaven. You're really the shallow one.
You're telling everybody all marriages are cooked.
I'm telling you things that are ancient. Marriage is a moment of passion and eternity of duty.
Fight! 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 No, you're going to enjoy it. It's amazing. At 2 p.m., punchy.tv on the YouTube channel there. And don't forget, Father's Day is Sunday, so get your shout-outs in for your dad, for your father, whatever you call him, by going to Cameo. You can Cameo's in. I'll do them for you. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And the punchy stuff, amazing Father's Day gifts there for you as well at JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop, I believe that's what that is. JesseLeePeterson.shop. RebuildingTheMan.stores. RebuildingTheMan.stores. You got the coffee, punch of coffee and everything. You're going to have it amazing. Your daddy going to love you. He'll be like, what the? Love your father. Show your father's love. All right. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I want to go quick back to the busy phones. Colleen is out of a first time call out of Illinois. She's talking about anger. So, Colleen, you said that the anger is located where?
I think it's in my mind.
And are you
and then
your
I
mind?
Get so angry. No.
And why do you call it your anger then? I get angry. Why do you do that?
I guess I'm just programmed to say that.
Absolutely.
Out of no other way to say it. And then I get so angry, I cry, and then I think of, well, she's crying, she's lying. So then I'm like...
and you stop
and
crying?
I have to laugh at myself. Yes. I'm like, oh my God, here I go again. And, you know, and I keep thinking, I'm evil. And I'm like, how do I get rid of this evil?
Yeah.
And then I... Sometimes, like, even in the middle of the day, I'll, like, okay, let's be still and know God, you know.
Right on.
Just, and you know, and then the thoughts are so intense, or and so the thoughts are, I get angry at them. And then
I like get up and I find myself, wait a minute, you have the timer on for 10 minutes and I couldn't even sit for like a minute or two. You know, I got up and got coffee. I'm like, hold on a minute.
Did you get Punchy's coffee?
I will be getting Punchy's coffee.
Amazing.
But it's, you know, just sidetracked. And that's how I get angry and it consumes.
Yes.
Where I can't even concentrate on being quiet and being still and just knowing God. It's just, it starts to distract me. I'm like, this is crazy. And yeah, demons. I just don't know how to get rid of them.
Before you began to wake up like this, did you know you were controlled by demons? That something else was driving you and it wasn't you?
No.
Right.
Not before I started listening to you, no.
And what is it like in starting to see that, wow, I'm possessed. Something else been controlling me all my life, and I didn't know it. What is it like to see a glimpse of that already, right now?
It's awful. I want them gone. You know, the people in my family that, you know, I'm like, ugh, they just, I don't, you know, I'm supposed to be of love, and I'm like, I don't love these people.
And they don't love you.
No, and yet we get together, and it's like, you know, there's times we got together, and it took me days to, like, get over, and it's like, this is ridiculous.
It's all a game made for a fool. It's not real. Mm-hmm. What is it like now knowing that your family don't love you and you don't love them? How's that for you seeing that?
It's hurtful, I think, kind of. I mean, I understand it, but it's still like you see some families, and probably it's a facade, but they look... You know, of course, the grass is always greener, and they make it look like, you know, nobody's family is perfect.
There's not one family on this side of heaven that love one another. Zero, zero love.
Yeah.
And that's why they go, when you wake up and you start to stand up, you're going to have to stand alone because they were never with you anyway, and you are not with them, but they're going to build an army against you. Why are you concerned that they're building an arm? Why do you care about that rather than being happy to see that my family is my enemy, are my enemies?
Because of my ego. And yes. I know my ego is not my amigo, but I have a big ego.
Every human being has that, and that's the problem. And that's why Christ said, message from God to you, is that if you want life, you got to give up a life. You got to give up this false image of you, this ego, the thoughts and the emotions and all that. It's not you. It has never been you. And you've been dying rather than living because you've been living in an illusion. So be grateful. Yeah. And with your family member, be glad that you see that they don't love you and you don't love them. But don't be angry to see it. Be glad to see it.
Mm.
And then move on with your life. And from now on, don't call yourself angry. You don't say, I'm angry. Unless you're communicating consciously with people. But don't say, I am angry. Don't call that spirit, those spirits, you. It is not you. You've been identified with that forever. And that anger has made a home in you. Your mind and emotion, the good feeling and the bad, are all evil. It's in your body, but it's not in you. So stop calling it you. When for a while, it will come up because you still identify with thoughts and feelings, emotions, and you think that is you. For now, stop calling it you, and I promise you, it will all be taken away from you. You will die from that, and then you shall live.
Do you know, like, approximately how long? Like, if I do the prayer in the morning and at night, how long I mean, is there a timeline where all of a sudden it's going to be just peace? I mean, you always talk about how you have perfect peace. I
how
want that
long,
perfect
Lord?
Peace.
Not long.
I can't take it. Jesse, make it stop. Uncle.
So when you don't worry about how long, because it's not you feeling it. You feel the pain in your body, but it's not you. It's not happening to you at all. And when you cry, how long? Oh, this is too hard. That's not you crying. That's the darkness in you that has made a home of you for so long. And now you finally invited the light to come in by admitting you were evil. You admit it, you confess your sin. That's what it means to confess your sin. I am evil. I'm playing God, right? And so to admit right. that, you have invited the light to come in. And like never before, you have not had the light to work on your behalf. So now the light is dealing with the darkness, the thoughts and emotions. And the darkness is yelling out, No, don't do this. This is painful. It's painful to the light. It is not painful to you. It's just that you've identified with that. And because you do feel the pain in your body, it is not happening to you. It's happening to evil. And I promise you that if you stay with it, the light of God will destroy the darkness, because the darkness has no power, no authority, it's been defeated. All it can do is judge you and condemn you, accuse you and condemn you. But it's all a lie. It's not true. So in the beginning, it is difficult. The pain is rough because you so identify with the pain and the thought. If you are not identified with the thought, it'll be over right now. You can be done with it right now. But because you have for so many years thought that you were your thoughts and your emotions, it's going to be hard for you to just drop it. But be patient. Stay with it. It will be taken away from you. So don't call the emotions you. If your family don't want to play with you, fine. They don't love you anyway. Move on and travel this journey alone, and you'll be fine. Stay with the prayer. When you sit and do the prayer, if you have a bunch of thoughts, it's only because you can now see them. Before, you were one with them. You thought they were you, and you didn't see what was going on. Now you can see them. The fact you can see many or a few or none, you're on your way. You're doing fine.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, too. But I do, She's crying. When she's crying, she's lying. Every time I, get in the car and feel sorry for myself or, oh. There you go, lying again.
Absolutely.
And
when you can catch yourself in the middle of crying, and you ask yourself, what am I crying for? Why am I crying? You're going to see that you're lying. It ain't about somebody else. It ain't about, ain't Martha died, or it's not about your family don't want to play with you anymore. It's all about you, and it's all ego, and it's a lie. And so the more you can catch that, the less you're going to want to cry. I promise you that.
Yeah.
Because you're lying. Everybody that cried, everybody, men and women, when they're crying, they're lying. It's not true.
Yeah.
So you're on your way, and don't worry about how long it's going to take. Don't worry about your age. God is not into age. He doesn't care about that at all. He's right here, right now, and in him, there is no time. There's no age. There's no nothing but the truth, the light, all right? So you're fine. And the fear that you feel, don't call that you. The fear is fake. It's not even real. It's an illusion. It's not even real. And most people don't function in their life because they're afraid. They think the fear is real.
It's so consuming, even with the moving out on my own. It's so fearful.
And if you moved out on your own, it's not going to be nothing like what the fear is telling you. You'll be like, what the? And you're going to see that the fear is an illusion, too. It's not even real.
Yeah.
It's a mirage.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
And we live like that all of our lives until we finally say, you know what, I'm tired of living this way. This has to be something else. And that little thing in you that says, I'm tired of living like this. I don't want to live like this anymore. It starts the ball to rolling, and you're on your way. You're fine.
Yeah. I wish you guys had a fellowship out this way. You have the Women's Thursday in the evening. Yeah. I wish there was something like that around here that you ran.
Well, we're working on some stuff. But for now, you listen to the church, you listen to the show, call in if you need to talk, and just stay with it. And don't run after your family. Be glad they're gone. They're nothing but hell anyway. They hate each other. Just like they've turned on you, that's what cowards do. They turn. Mm-hmm. But then they're going to eventually turn on each other, too. Don't worry. Evil cannot have peace with anyone.
Right.
So they'll turn on each other, too. Not that you wish for that, but just know, be glad to see that they have never loved you and you have never loved them. It's not been real at all.
Yeah. Okay, Jesse, I appreciate you taking my call this morning.
You're welcome. Stay with it, and stop calling thoughts and feeling you. You're not those things at all, right?
Right. They're just casting demons, I guess, right?
You're possessed. Every human being are possessed, and they just don't know it. And they all going through the same thing, except you're fortunate enough to be waking up to it. Most people don't even wake up to it. They live in their hell all their life. Then they die in hell.
That I don't want. Right, I don't want that. I want to have peace like you do, Jesse. I want that, a perfect peace, so that I'm not like, who cares what people think? Who cares, you know?
Christ came that you may have peace, and you can have it right at hand. Don't worry. You're on your way. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller, Catherine, out of California. Catherine, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Speak a little loud right into the phone.
Can you hear me?
No. I hear you, but it's way, you seem far away.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Are you, you're not on a YouTube or Bluetooth or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay. Go ahead. Speak right into the phone.
Yes.
Okay.
My question is on controlling parents.
Right.
Yes. So I am 30 years old.
Are you whispering?
No, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I am 30 years old, and I just started dating my boyfriend about 7 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I introduced him to my mother.
Oh, God.
And the reason why she doesn't approve of him is because I have a master's degree and he doesn't. And so she's basically trying every which way to separate us. And he's in the military and I'm doing therapy for clients.
Okay. So you're a therapist?
Yes.
Okay. And your question for me is what?
Is like how I can navigate this with her. I still live at home, and I'm also her caregiver.
Wow, what a mess.
Yes.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
It's so weird with your phone going on. Your mama's on the... Is she on the other end?
No.
Here's what I recommend. Do what you want, of course, right? Put your mother in an old folks home and wish her well, forgive her for what she's done to you, and move on, and don't even have a conversation about your boyfriend with her. She has nothing to do with it at all. So don't even let her be in a party. You don't have to conversate with her at all about your life, about your boyfriend, or anything. put that devil in a convalescent home and move on with your life.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said, okay, I will.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Why are you taking care of the devil?
Well, because, you know, she needs my help, and, you know, I've been willing to help her out with things.
What the hell?
But I didn't know it was going to come to this.
Right. Now that you know, have you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
No.
And why not?
I have not. I'm still upset about it.
Why?
It's still ongoing. I'm still upset.
And what good is it doing you to be upset?
Nothing. No good at all.
So why don't you drop it?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you drop it?
Okay.
How are you giving people therapy and you crazy? How the crazy going to help the crazy? Oh, Lord, not George. Have you ever thought about that? How is the crazy going to help the crazy?
I don't know.
So I recommend you got to face your mother and forgive her for what she's done to you so that God can forgive you and take the spirit of anger and fear away from you and go live your life. You don't have to explain to your mother about your boyfriend or anything else about your life. You don't owe her anything except not to resent her. She couldn't help herself.
Yeah, you're definitely right. I need to forgive.
And you got to be shaking in your boots when you face her. But face her shaking in your boots, and you would never have to shake again.
Okay, you're right. I do need to have a conversation about all of this with her.
Absolutely. Again. And then don't, and if she say, I'm sorry, fine. If she doesn't, fine. If she start crying or blaming your daddy or blame you, that's fine. I'm sorry, mother, for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. And God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. God will forgive you because you're admitting that you're wrong for judging, right? And don't, however she responds, and then put her in an old phone home.
Okay.
And let Medicare take care of her.
Okay.
You don't owe your mother anything, zero, except not to resent her.
Yeah.
She's going to destroy you if you keep going down this road with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And have you forgiven your father?
Well, my father is no longer living.
Oh, okay. I mean, he has expired?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Forgive him. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother, all right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And do the silent prayer. So what? Mm-hmm. What were you saying?
I said, you're right. I said, you're right about that.
Yeah. And do the silent prayer, and I promise you, your therapy will get better and everything. But you got to forgive your mother, and then if you put it over home so that she doesn't drive you crazy. And live your life. You got to go live.
Yes, you're definitely right. I do.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I will start doing that.
Yeah, so God can continue to bring you out of the thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And the emotions are lies, too.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
All right, now. Bye.
Goodbye.
Super Chat.
Over on YouTube, EYP, if Mexicans protest Israel, they be deported already.
That's right. Israel don't play.
Nice. Now? Uncle Ruckus, I like my country like my cooler full of ice.
There you go. Ice, baby. Thank you.
Ruth with a nope thumbs down sticker.
Right on, Ruth.
That's right. Thank you.
Right on.
Blunt Wit, Girl Boss Monday, Shine Bomb, Bass, Hobbs, New Scum, Whitmer, Hochul, Waters, and the gross statue in New York, I think. Good luck with this week, everyone. God bless. Thank you, JLP and crew. What a time to be alive or alone.
What a time. Amazing. Thank you.
Harmony, thank you, Jesse.
Thank you for your support.
Pastor Shadley, if you hawk to her, you're going to get knocked blank. Oh!
That's right. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. We love America, yet Mexican flags fly. Moonday, Monday, Female Monday, good morning.
Good morning, thank you.
Nikki, five coffees, the BQ speaks louder than any word I can find. LLL, what the?
Do you think for yourself? Amazing, thank you.
Thank you for your five coffees.
Yeah.
Hannah's 10 coffees, generous. Thank you for Jesse for everything. Amazing Sunday service yesterday, very helpful. Every day I'm learning more about myself. Thank you, Jesse and crew.
Right on, stay with it. You gotta stay with it. Amazing.
Emilio bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse crew, good morning. I have a question to ask.
Ask!
Why did you not use your middle name Lee in the earlier days? Jesse Peterson sounds lame. Thank God you put the Lee back in there.
That's right. I think that one reason I stopped using Lee because it sounded country. I forgot why, but I believe that's what it was. Thank you.
Nice. Charlie, now a member, it's so refreshing to have the ability to ask questions in church.
Ask! That's what church is supposed to be. Christ went and he communicated with the people. He didn't go there and say, believe in Jesus, and then went home. What the? Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I got to end. We have to stop there. Thank you. We'll read the rest tomorrow.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate you. Stay with us. Forgive by admitting you're wrong for hating. Admitting that you're evil, and you'll start to overcome it. I promise, if you work on it. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Hate coming up, and then the Anchor Baby at 12, and Punch and TV at 2. Take care, folks. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.